Welcome back to Bubba Bostrup, Eric Bay's Mishnah Gibel. The second chapter, third Mishnah, the second chapter is dealing with the damage that one causes their neighbor through different various activities in their own property. And if one wants to go about these activities, what systems do they have to put in place to ensure to mitigate as much damage as preventing as much damage as possible? The third mission teaches us, Lo yiftach adam chanos shenachtov mevishal tzbaim tachas otzo shel chaver. A person is not allowed to open up a store, a bakery, or a wine shop, or a dye shop, under the storehouse, a granary of his friend. And the reason why is because even if the person would leave a significant amount of space between the two floors, the problem is that the heat that comes out of the bakery, the constant smoke and heat that's coming out of a guy who's constantly running a bake shop, or somebody who makes dyes or boiling all day, that constant heat, the consistent heat and smoke, even if there was a tremendous amount of space between the two floors, it would still could still cause damage to a granary where there is where the natural produce is especially sensitive to the excess heat and smoke that would come from the production of baked goods or dyes. However, if one would store dates or pomegranates, the Gemara questions whether or not the ruling applies. Continuing right along, the Mishnah says, "Lo refes bakar," and you also can't have a kettle shed because of the odor and the heat that a cattle shed produces, that would basically leave a bad taste, a bad smell in the goods, and therefore it's problematic and you can't do it. However, b'yayin hetir, b'emes b'yayin hetir. Mishnah tells us in truth, with the case of wine, storing wine, they would permit these different things. When it says these different things, of a low refus bakar, it refers to the two former places of work, the bake shop and the dye house, because both those excess heat is actually beneficial for wines. If you have a wine storage facility on top of the extra heat, it would actually improve potentially the quality of the wine and not damage it. The Mishnah here is telling us that the issue is with regards to damaging. Mishnah continues, Chana Shebechatzar, a store in a courtyard. This damage is not damage, it is actually very, very different type of damage than we were just dealing with, which is the damage of smoke and heat. Here's damage of sound. Chana Shebechatzar, if you have a store in a courtyard, the neighbors are Yachol Limchos. They can protest Biyado immediately, and Lomar, and they'll tell him, Eini Yachol Lishon, Mikol Nechnasin, Mikol Hiyotzin. The people coming in and out, the hustling and bustling, or inevitably the arguments and the passionate arguments of Lao, which could potentially be disturbing, the neighbors in the courtyard, the people who share windows open to a courtyard, could protest and say you need to move your store because of the noise the foot traffic causes. Osa Kalim, however, if he is a craftsman and he makes utensils, Yotze Umocher B'toch Hashuk, he could go out and, he makes a kelim, then he goes out to sell them somewhere else. That's okay. Eino yachol limchos b'yado v'yomer lo, eino yachol lishon. Purple cannot come and tell somebody who's making the utensils in the courtyard to go find another place to do it, because he's just making the utensils and the noise of the foot traffic isn't there. However, one would think that there is noise of a hammer or other items that could cause disturbances of people's sleep patterns. It doesn't work. The Mishnah tells us you can't sleep, lomi kol apatish, because of the noise of the clamoring of the hammer, lomi kol rechaim, or the noise of the mill causes, lomi kol atinokos. And finally, you can't either because of the noise of children. The Mishnah is teaching us that once there's certain noise damage which we prohibit, which is the noise noise that comes from foot traffic and arguments that would prevail when have somebody having a storehouse there, but not the noise that comes from items and production of goods, nor from items that come from somebody has a mill there, nor from which would be the grinding and the vibrations. That's not a problem with regards to disturbing your neighbors. And also, finally, the mission extends once it's talking about noise damage, which is permitted, and noise damage is prohibited. If somebody would open up if a Rebbe would open up, a teacher would open up a day school in his house, so the kids that would come in and out, they'd make a lot of noise, so that's also permitted. However, some commentators will mention that it's only for Jewish study, for Judaic studies, and not for secular studies. It's a machlokas. Rav Avadya ben Parthenua brings that down, and if it was all in one package, it would probably potentially be, you can side with the those who argue with Rav Avadya ben Parthenua. Fourth Mishnah, second parak, fourth Mishnah. Misha haya kaslo samach lakosa chaver. If somebody has his wall and it's near the wall of his friend, lo yismach lo kosa acher el imkein hirchak mimenu arba amos. It has to be a distance of 4 amos away. Chalonos mil malan umil matan. And with regards to windows, you have to leave 4. We have to leave 4 amos above them, below them, and we connect them and opposite them. Abra amos, you have to leave a distance of 4 between each of the different angles of the window. And this is all because the damage of a person being close to them, close to the window, would cause, there's, again, we have mentioned in the first parak, the concept of damage as a result of somebody being able to, somebody losing their privacy. So here, that's Hezek Re'ia, applies to this case as well. If a person has a wall, it has to be at least 4 amos away, and windows have to be 4 amos, both in terms of distance and also height and height, and extending on all sides to be able to prevent somebody from looking in.